called I Like. Speaking of things that I like, fresh and local, we've got a local food brand in the spotlight right now that I like very, very much. And if you don't know the story behind it, well, we're going to get into it right now with the man behind the brand. Sometimes the man behind the pan. Sometimes the guy behind the braai. And the story of Food Fundy about to come out of your radio on this Thursday morning. And welcoming back to the microphone, he's no stranger to the radio studio, Jason Powell, restaurateur and owner of the Food Fundy, amongst many other hats that he wears. Jason, how are you doing, my friend? Great to have you on a Thursday here.
Morning, Mike. Yeah, well, thanks for you.
Man, I'm a food lover. I wish I was more talented in the making of food, but I'm very good at eating it, and I know a good thing. your establishment, well, for anyone who's experienced the vibe and the food at Food Fundy will know that you live up to your name. The menu delivers, and the team does too.
Oh,
and
good.
Yeah, here we are. We're in Heritage Month. We've got a big event, a life and style event, trail run happening at Sugar Rush. Just 10 days to go, I think. Next weekend, the 14th, it's going to be going down. And you are very part of the framework, the furniture, and a proud partner of fueling the event in more ways than one.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
Man, and you're in Heritage Month, so I thought it'd be great to have a little connect with you, to have a look at the heritage behind the Food Fundy story. And for those maybe new arrivals in town who don't know the way things work, because let's be honest, there's quite a few newbies who are still feeling Belito art and figuring out where the good spots are. Let me tell you, top of your list, you got to go check out Food Fundy. But it's a business and a brand that has some kind of really humble roots, and you're quite a humble guy yourself. But I'm here to blow the smoke and to talk it up a bit. But let's talk about how did it all get going, because I believe it's 2011. Was that when things started?
So 2011, my wife and I had just been married 2 years, and we moved to Nelspruit. We were actually up in this area, but we moved down to Nelspruit to start a catering company was the idea, and we found a little place that had closed down in the center of town, and with four tables, about 20 chairs really.
Wow.
we opened this little coffee shop with a big kitchen so that we could do catering. And
the bustling metropolis of Nelspruit and Mpumalanga.
It was growing. We had a lot of foot traffic coming through from Swaziland and Mozambique, and it was a good spot. And we grew it, and it ended up we had three outlets, three coffee shops, and a catering company which we had separated out. And it was a fantastic little business. Started in 2011.
Wow! So that was the original Food Fundy.
That's it.
And the spirit of that thing being you and your wife, essentially. I mean, it's mm-hmm. still it's still you guys.
It is still
the heart of it.
The two of us. It's recipes that have come from old family recipes. We got a number of them that are still on the same recipes that we brought all the way through when we, you know, after we moved here later on in 2017. To open up another restaurant, we'd sold everything up that side, and unfortunately, the person who bought it couldn't keep it going, and things turned the other way for him. But during lockdown, we had the opportunity to get involved in Sugar Rush and take over the coffee shop, and we thought, well, you know, we had such a good thing going there, let's recreate it and start it here again, and bring some of those old recipes through. So, you know, the from the seed loaf that we've used, the chocolate brownies which were stolen from my sister's repertoire, the carrot cake which is an old family speciality, where there's some fantastic old recipes. We try and make everything ourselves, a lot of chutneys, and the flavors that come through are you know, we don't buy things in too much, and if we do, they
Only the best.
Only the best. And from, you know, people like, you know, we were Yolis or local suppliers, honey from the farm out, you know, eggs from up the road. Where we can, we try and, as much as possible, keep
support
it local.
That local network.
Exactly.
And it's been working. You know, this revival, Food Fundy 2.0. You've got a loyal cult following. And based on just a solid foundation, delicious food, great quality coffee, homemade breads, chutneys, you say baked treats,
yep.
Great service, no shortcuts really. I mean, it's not a fast food joint.
We try and keep it fast, but it's not fast food like we know it. I mean, it is made with some pride, and we try and keep it delicious and real.
And since lockdown, since that moment of restarting the brand to now, obviously it's evolved. It continues to grow and evolve, and the reputation has grown and evolved. And you've got returning customers from Lowveld and from Highveld.
Yeah, it's always lovely to see people coming through. You know, Belita is such a lovely holiday destination, and lots of people from that Mpumalanga area have always visited this area on holiday, and it's always nice to see some familiar faces coming through, people recognizing the brand still, which is amazing.
Wow.
And yeah, just keeping that alive has been fantastic. So even though it didn't start here, it's come through and we've brought it here, and I essentially was returning to my roots in the fact that my parents were from this area. So, I mean, my mum went to Mhlali Primary School.
Okay, so you got real...
real roots down to this area. So bringing my heritage back to my heritage. I mean, it's
that's super cool, man. It's full circle. And right now on the menu, are there any picks that you would like to point out and draw people's attention to, any items that you think are really worth a try?
Well, I would definitely say that while we try and keep things fairly healthy, carrot cake and brownies are something that I can't do without. And if you happen to visit, you've got to give one of those a go. They're pretty special.
Just good for the soul, right?
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, you get a lot of obviously sweaty people returning after a ride on the trails or a run out there,
yeah.
And looking to recharge and refuel. And often, you know, when you've got that hard last couple of Ks to go, it's the food fundy in your mind that's keeping you strong. the carrot cake at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. And for those with the less of a sweet tooth, anything on the savory side that you would seriously recommend at the moment? It's all good, let's be honest.
Our breakfast wrap is probably my favorite. We've got something that differentiates us a little bit is we have sweet potato crisps, as well as the standard chips and salads and things on the side. They are just super flavorful and a nice healthy side option.
Alternative.
Good way to get some veggies into the kids.
And as a brand, as a business, do you still get involved with events and catering and that kind of thing?
We don't do outside catering. A lot of the time, it was something we had considered bringing here, but you know, with the restaurant itself is very busy on weekends, so it gets tricky to go and do an outside catering event on the same time.
For sure.
So we've tend to just keep to any events that we do at the premises itself.
And what, it's a great location. It must be said.
It lends itself to some interesting events. We've done some big concerts there. We've done some small birthday parties. You know, we still have fun out there.
So some big birthday parties and small concerts as well.
Yeah.
So if you're looking
and a run coming soon,
you will definitely, if you haven't experienced the hospitality of Food Fundy, let next weekend's Life and Style run be your introduction. Between now and then, I would say pop in. And are you open every day?
We open every day from 7 o'clock until we close the kitchen at 4, and then close up around 5 or just after, when everybody's heading home.
Well, That ticks enough boxes for me. And I got to say, the breakfast wrap definitely gets 2 thumbs up from me. I'd give it more, but I've only got 2. So, Jason, the story continues, man, from strength to strength, from 2011, version 1, the lockdown reboot. And here we are, 2025, nearly 2026. And the story continues going like smoke. And onward and upward, I say. What you're doing, just keep doing it, because you're doing it well. And
thanks, mate.
We love to celebrate local success stories, and this is definitely a local success story, and one that gets taste buds and tongues wagging from coast to coast. So, man, don't be shy to pop in with any new additions to the menu that you want us to sample and recommend on air.
Goodness, new things. Top of my head.
When they come out the kitchen, I'm just saying. Like we're here.
We'll send you some samples. No problem. We'll get you around. We just on one of the nights we are setting up a gin and beer stand for your run down at the finish line.
So it's more than just good grub. There's also stuff to
full bar,
wet the whistle, so to speak.
Yeah,
you're fully licensed. Obviously, that's a big thing.
We are. We're fully licensed. We do a nice array of pizzas in our wood-fired pizza oven. We breakfasts. We've delicious Benedicts. We've got right through the wraps, salads, toasty sandwiches on sourdough and our homemade seed bread, right through way through to some sweets and waffles. So we've got it all going on there, and we look forward to your run next weekend.
I'll just be keeping a very close eye on the kitchen. I'll be manning the finish line and reporting from the coffee station.
We'll keep you well fed.
Food Fundi, a local brand that you need to know. That's Food FUNDI, and on social media.
On social media, and you can check out our website as well if you want to look at the full menu.
Boom. Next time you're down at Sugar Rush, of course, just pop in and say, "Hey, I heard you on the radio. How's about some carrot cake?" Jason, my special guest right now, Jason Powell, the man behind Food Fundi. Well, at least one half of the founding team. And looking forward to catching up with you on race day, my friend, down on the lawn.
Good. Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.